Hello, and thank you for tuning in to In Depth. That is the PSA program airing right now on all Lotus Radio stations. I'm Ian Sorensen, your host. Ray Swigart is in the studio for the very first time. He's a teacher at Wooster High School, our rival. Sorry, I graduated from Sparks, so...
I did too.
Oh, really? You did? Sparks High. All right. Well, I guess I'll let you have a pass as far as teaching.
I appreciate
there.
It.
So you're here. Actually, I want to get your little background of your teaching career before we get into the kind of the meat of it.
This is my 22nd year of teaching.
My word.
All 22 years have been at Wooster. I've been part of the IB program since about the third year. It started in 1997. First graduating class was 99. I started doing classes in the early 2000s and have had the good fortune of being able to be involved with these extraordinary young people ever since.
All right. That's fantastic. So yeah, in case people didn't know, you're here to talk about the International Baccalaureate Program.
Yes, it's an outstanding opportunity for people, for young people around the area to get a world-class education through a public school.
Yeah.
This program is internationally recognized. Around the world, you can find IB programs. At many schools, it costs a great deal of money to be part of the IB program. At Wooster, being a Washoe County School District program, you're here, and you do not pay those exorbitant fees. There are certain fees associated, but that generally doesn't start to your junior year. That gives you time to save up. And we also have the benefit of some of our former graduates and benefactors do things to try and help out people who could use a little assistance.
Okay.
Money is not an obstacle. You know, we can find a way. If you have the desire to make yourself the best you can be, this program can help you accomplish that.
Wonderful. So you're saying it's a global thing. It's available around the world.
It is, in fact. It started in Geneva, Switzerland in the mid-60s. It was based on a scholarly paper by an educator. And from that, they developed the first IB program in 1968. As of the 8th of July, 2019, there were 6,745 programs being offered worldwide at over 5,139 schools in 156 countries. There is no program more widely recognized in the world.
Oh, wow. So that's a huge achievement. I mean, especially in mid-60s, and it's gone everywhere.
It started out as an opportunity for diplomats, children's people who worked for the foreign services to get their children a consistent education, regardless of where they were stationed. It was also used by corporate American executives whose children went with them around the world
right.
to represent their company's interests. That provided those children with the same opportunity for a high-quality education.
Okay. So when did Nevada get involved in this business?
Wooster was the first school in Nevada to have the IB program. We started in 1997. Our first graduating class was 1999. We had four graduating students. From that is grown. We've had, in the past 21 years, we've had over 400 graduates. Our highest graduating class was 54 at one point.
Oh, wow.
Now, with more competition from the other schools around the area having signature academies, we've kind of slipped under the radar. And we're trying to get this out there because it gives students of every socioeconomic background, any type of diversity, an opportunity to have that world-class education and make their dreams come true.
Very cool. So in light of that, what is the actual IB program? Like the basis, what's the structure, that sort of thing?
At Wooster, we have three of the four components of the IB program. We have the diploma program, which is for juniors and seniors. That is the elite program that is, you know, helps students get into the best universities in America. We have the middle year, let me back up a second. We have the career-related program, the CP program, which it takes elements of IB and puts them with technical and career-related activities, which lets students pick the subject they're most interested in. We have things now with electronics, with renewable energies. Different things so the students can do a little bit of IB, focus on the thing they're specifically interested in, gives an even wider range of students an opportunity to take advantage of this outstanding program. Then we have the middle years program, which is for 5th through 10th graders. So every student at Wooster is an IB student. When they arrive there, they're part of the MYP program, and we start developing them into being world-class students. So those are the three we have at Wooster. The fourth is the primary year program for K through four. That's something that would be nice if sometime at some point it was able to come to our community, but at this point we just don't have it yet.
Okay. Well, hopefully we can get to that point because it sounds like there's so many advantages to being involved in this.
There are tremendous advantages. The accomplishments of our students have just been extraordinary. When we do the recruiting, when we have open house, one of the things we focus on are the things that our students have done. We have students who've become scientists. One of our students worked for NASA studying the effect of fire in space. She now works for the National Forest Service Fire Center in Missoula, Montana. We have a former student who works for Vice Media. She's a producer.
Wow.
Students have graduated from the various academies. One of them became a helicopter pilot for the Navy. He's currently an executive out at Tesla. We have two gold medal winners from the University of Nevada. The gold medal at University of Nevada is the HERS medal. If after 4 years, whoever has the highest GPA gets the gold medal. Since 2006, we've had two. One who went to Stanford, where she earned her PhD, and she's a lecturer now. The other was this year in 2019. He's working on becoming a doctor. The number of doctors, engineers, is amazing that we've produced. But it's not just that. It's also the arts. We have a young lady who was recognized in the local newspaper. She's performing on Broadway. She's been on shows like So You Think You Can Dance. She's, you know, was a tremendous student, and her focus at Wooster was on our incredible drama program, and she's developed to where she's acting on Broadway. We have another young lady who went to University of Michigan. She was an understudy for a role on Fiddler on the Roof this year. The original went down, and now she's an actress on a play being performed in Chicago. We have some local musicians who've managed to, you know, they've even been played on some of the radio stations here at Lotus. They've had their music on an MTV show and a CMT show, Country Music TV. They're trying to follow their dream. Which is another thing we incur. As you know better than most, music is a difficult field to take the challenge.
It's a tough business, for sure.
And they're taking the challenge. The great thing is they have such an extraordinary education that they have that to fall back on. If it doesn't work out as good as they want, they're still going to be fine.
Okay. Wow. So many success stories. And like, well, I guess, what's the difference? I mean, if you have regular schooling, what really sets it apart when it comes to IB?
The comprehensive nature of the program. We have what's called a learner profile. Okay. We want our students to be thinkers, communicators, principled, reflective, open-minded, balanced, risk-takers, inquirers, caring, and knowledgeable. So we try and develop the total package. That's one of the reasons why our students are so successful in college is they're so well prepared.
Right.
The level of work we do, they do have to work hard. That can't be denied. This is a program that requires commitment. But there's tremendous amount of support. There's programs for school. Myself and many other teachers are there before school and after school. We have programs that directly after school where the upper class IB students come in and they help the freshmen and sophomores. So there's a great deal of support to get the students to reach their potential.
Wow. And actually, it's kind of beautiful to have kind of the older students help out the younger students because the older students almost are learning the material better by teaching it.
It without a doubt. If you can teach something, you understand it better than you otherwise would have.
Yeah.
There's a real sense of family at Wooster and in the IB community. Not only do the upperclassmen help, I have former students who come back and volunteer their time to help my students in different areas. We have students who've set up scholarships for other students. We have students who provide assistance for students who need it. So it's very much a family environment. A young lady who we recruited this year, her mom graduated from IB, and when we're going through the process, we were pointing out what a close-knit, family-like operation it is, and mom pipes in that, well, I graduated from IB 25 years ago, and I'm still friends with my IB graduates.
Wow.
If you go through something challenging and demanding, it builds a bond. And that bond is definitely built in this program. So it's very common for them to stay friends after they've graduated. And it's, as I said, for them to come back and to visit their teachers and to support the school is quite common.
Definitely. So, I mean, there's so many incentives to joining this program. How would students go about it?
We have an excellent set of resources. We have Mrs. Lienau, who is our IB program coordinator. She coordinates our shadowing programs. If you want to come to Wooster, you would contact her at her phone number 775-321-3167 or her email jlienau@washoeschools.net. Then she can coordinate allowing your student to come in and shadow students in the IB program. So they'll follow a student for the whole day. They'll go to their classes. They'll get to see what the program's like. They'll get to meet the teachers. They'll get exposure that helps them make a good decision.
Okay, very cool.
We also have a counselor specifically for our IB students. Erin Danielson is our counselor. edanielson@washoeschools.net. She helps shepherd our students through the process along with the teachers and all the other people at Wooster to help them reach their maximum potential.
Very good. So the Wooster program is under your purview, obviously. Do we have programs set up in any other part of Washoe County?
No, although I have heard rumors that a private school is considering it. And if that was to happen, you would still be able to get this program at Wooster for considerably less money. Now,
okay,
if that will happen or not, it remains to be seen because there are challenges to get in the program. There are IB programs other than Wooster in the state down in Las Vegas, Green Valley, Valley High School. I believe there's another one that I can't recall at the moment.
Right. But
we are the flagship, and we consistently have done extremely well compared to the world averages, and the accomplishments of our students are amazing.
Wow.
So we have that experience that we can help a wide variety of students. There's no school that I know of we're having, other than Wooster, we're having academic success and skills gains you social credit.
Yeah.
We've had homecoming kings who weren't football players, who were just IB kids.
Right.
That's not something you're going to see at a lot of schools.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do our IB kids work on the academics, if there's anything positive happening in the school, there's a good chance they're involved. They're in academics, they're in athletics, they're in extracurricular, student leadership, they're everywhere.
Cool.
So we don't want them to be just one-trick ponies. We want them, what helps them become the excellent student is learning to balance those different responsibilities and then going on and doing well in school. When they get to college, they're well prepared.
Definitely.
One of our young ladies, three-sport varsity athlete. She graduated in 2017. This past year, she was published as a sophomore in a genetics research paper. So she's published in a scientific paper as a sophomore.
Wow.
And she was a good student, but she wasn't extraordinary. But when she got to the university, she's blossomed and become extraordinary.
Okay, cool. Well, then people could find out. Is there like a way to check out the program like online, just overall in general?
WoosterColts.com. You can go on there, click on, there's information. We can get you into the program this year if you'd still like. Then as the year goes on, we're going to have more IB parent nights in August, September, October, November, and January. We'll have nights where folks can come in, talk to our former students, talk to our current students, get an idea of what it's like from the people who've actually been through the program. Those days are the 27th of August, the 24th of September, the 22nd of October, and the 21st of January, 2020. That's 5:30 to 6:30 at the Career Center at Wooster High School. We look forward to seeing you. We'll have people there who can help your students make a decision that'll hopefully be best for them.
All right. Ray Swigart, thank you so much for talking about the International Baccalaureate Program.
Ian, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Hey, you're welcome.